A degree of stress and anxiety are something that we all experience at one point or another in our lives, and generally they spur us on to get on with things and deal with them. But what happens when stress escalates and takes over? One approach that you can take to deal with this, and which practiced regularly can help prevent stress and anxiety from becoming overwhelming in the first place, is mindfulness. Mindfulness has gained a lot of attention in the last few years. Research has been done showing very positive results. Vishwa Pani teaches mindfulness-based stress reduction courses in Cardiff and Bristol. He is a Buddhist and has practiced meditation and mindfulness for many years and often writes and broadcasts on these subjects. He is here with us today at Able Radio to explain how mindfulness can help you manage stress and anxiety better. The first question I asked him was, what is mindfulness?
Essentially, mindfulness is about paying attention. It's using the capacity that our minds have to pay attention to our present moment experience, not going off into the future, not going off into the past, but really to be more present, more aware of what's happening right now. And when we do that, we find that we have more resources and more capacity.
So really is paying attention to the here and now, even to the point of what we're actually doing at that moment of time.
Yes, absolutely. It's about becoming aware of starting with the body. Mm-hmm. We do a meditation called a body scan. We do a meditation on the breath. But then also being aware of what our feelings are, what our thoughts are. Mm-hmm. And it's not a relaxation approach.
All right,
that's
okay.
One of the things that people often think. You do a nice calm meditation, mm-hmm. you end up chilled out, relaxed. But because it's about being aware, that includes the things that are difficult in the present moment.
Okay.
And the principle is that if you turn your attention towards them rather than fighting them or denying them, mm-hmm. then you're less stressed. You tend to be less anxious, and a lot of the stress comes from the way that we fight what's going on. We fight our experience.
Mm-hmm. So can you explain a little bit more how it can help with stress and anxiety, especially, being aware of the here and now and following some kind of mindfulness? I know it's called mindfulness meditation, but as you explained, it's not really a meditation to relax, but it's a meditation to become more aware.
Yeah, so I suppose the way it works to help with stress really depends on what stress is and how stress comes about. And stress is a very broad term, but it can mean everything from feeling a bit frazzled at work to getting really anxious, or mm-hmm. and it's connected with some of the things that go on in our minds when we get depressed and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so stress is really about the way that we tense up in order to be able to manage the things that we feel are too challenging, that we can't really cope with.
Mm-hmm.
What we often tend to do in that process is we add extra levels of difficulty and anxiety on top of the problem that we might have.
Yeah.
So if you imagine a situation, let's say, a difficulty with another person.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to communicate with another person, but they're doing something that you don't like,
yep.
that's bugging you. So there's one level is the difficulty you're actually having with them.
Yeah.
But on top of that, we add our reactions. We add all the thoughts of they shouldn't be doing this. It's not fair. It's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is we can get into a very difficult state of mind that's adding an extra level over and above the difficulty we're confronted with. And that principle applies across the board. You might be in pain,
yeah.
but it actually turns out to be more helpful to turn our attention towards the pain than to, in some way, try and make it go away.
Right. Okay. So, is it about accepting a lot of things really, and not letting our say thoughts, in a way, if we stew on things and think too much about it and let our mind wander to the future of what should be or might happen or will happen, makes things worse for us. It is about bringing our thoughts back into the here and now and just seeing things for what they really are.
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that we tend to notice when we sit calmly, quietly, and just do something simple like try and pay attention to the breathing,
Yeah. We
start to notice what the mind does. It's forever racing off into the future
Oh, yeah. And
imagining difficulties or imagining us battling with difficulties. Or going over the past, going over things we've done which we regret. Mm-hmm. And very often we can give ourselves a very hard time.
Oh, I think so,
be
yeah.
Very harsh and critical of ourselves. So the starting point for mindfulness is just stopping, noticing,
mm-hmm.
noticing what is happening in our experience, and just gently encouraging our awareness to come back, encouraging our minds to come back to pay attention
mm-hmm.
to what's actually happening right now, not what we're imagining might happen.
Mm-hmm. So how can people access and be educated in this kind of form of mindfulness then? Is there any teachings, is there any courses they can attend?
Yes, so across the country there are mindfulness teachers, and the best way to find out about them is through Google, I suppose, or
yeah.
through a website called
mm-hmm.
bemindful.co.uk,
okay.
which is run by the Mental Health Association. And it's that's a listing of all the different mindfulness teachers. Now, personally, I teach in Cardiff and Bristol. Through an organization called Mindfulness in Action. And I also teach through an organization called Breathworks, which is national,
mm-hmm.
and is particularly focused on helping people manage pain and chronic illness. And, you can search on the internet and find all of those things. It's quite easy. There are people doing it. Unfortunately, although the NHS does accept mindfulness courses
mm-hmm.
as a valid approach, it's not really provided very universally, so
no.
That's quite hit and miss in terms of whether you'll find a mindfulness trainer through the NHS.
Yeah, I think there are, but very far and few between, really. But
yeah.
I think they are beginning to understand that it's a very useful way of dealing with stress and anxiety. Tell me a little bit more about the breath works. How does that slightly differ from the mindfulness?
Well, breath works is an adaptation of the standard mindfulness-based stress reduction course.
Mm-hmm.
And in a certain way, people don't really need to... I don't think it's that important to distinguish all of the niceties of the courses, but
mm-hmm.
the Breathworks course it integrates quite a lot of the kind of common wisdom about working with pain that you'll find in NHS context.
Yep.
For example, there's it integrates a pacing program. And that goes back to what the people who've developed it have learned about, actually largely from their own experience, about the particular things that happen with pain, with chronic pain, also with illness, and I imagine with disability in general.
Yeah.
But, we don't want to acknowledge the limitations that our bodies are imposing on us. Very often we'd like to be able to do more than that.
Mm.
And the problem then is that we pretend that we don't have the actual limitations we have.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can overdo it.
Yeah.
And we can go through a cycle of boom, where we just push,
yep.
and we think, I'm going to do this, my will, and it'll all be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And then bust. And then you can find yourself spending months and months in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And actually making your condition worse.
Yeah.
So, the doctors will do this, and physiotherapists and people like that. They all say, no, the important thing is pacing. But it's hard.
Yeah.
Pacing means stopping before you feel you have
yeah.
to stop.
So again, really, it's about acceptance and
yes,
becoming aware
right.
of our limitations and what really we are capable of and what we can go forward with and accepting that.
And that's where mindfulness can help.
Yeah.
Because it means with mindfulness, you acknowledge, no, I do have this limitation physically, or I am in pain. And that is the reality of my life.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't have to... That doesn't mean that you just give in.
No.
And are overwhelmed by the experience. It means having a more realistic sense of what the limitations are that you're working with, mm-hmm. so that you can find real ways to maximize your capacity and have the best quality of life that you can really manage and sustain.
Well, that sounds really interesting. I mean, I can accept that I've experienced that with people I know that push themselves to the limits, and I think, you know, it brings on even more stress. So that I can understand how that acceptance, awareness, and becoming aware of how we can actually use what we have is very important, rather than stressing ourselves out.
And it is good to stretch ourselves.
Mm.
It is good to to try and extend the limits. But if we're not going to actually cause harm in the long term, then we need to be stretching ourselves in a smart way.
That's great. It's been lovely speaking to you, Vishwapani. Thank you so much for being with us today. It's definitely been enlightening, and definitely food for thought there. Lots to go and investigate and find out. I'm sure that would be very, very useful. Thank you so much for being with us today.